As we've heard, Libya was one of the countries to benefit from Pakistani nuclear expertise. That, of course, was before Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's dramatic about-face. Last month, Gaddafi renounced his country's covert unconventional weapons programs and invited U.S. experts in to oversee his fulfillment of that policy. Gaddafi wants to see U.S. sanctions against Libya lifted. On Monday, Representative Tom Lantos, the ranking Democrat on the House International Relations Committee, met with Colonel Gaddafi for 90 minutes. Congressman Lantos is now back in California. Welcome to the program.
Pleasure talking with you.
And after your extraordinary meeting with Gaddafi, you emerged impressed with his sincerity. What impressed you so?
Well, there is no doubt in my mind that Gaddafi has seen the light. He told me so. And we are getting 100% cooperation from the Libyans. As you know, one of our military aircraft has now returned with a huge supply of materials and documents relating to their weapons of mass destruction program. So while it's clear to me that Gaddafi has made a 180-degree turn, it is critical that we continue to verify every step of the way.
Well, what was your understanding from this conversation as to what accounted for this perception? I mean, what led him to the change in policy apart from that one conversation?
His son, who is a very intelligent young man in London, I think had a major influence on this decision. I think his intelligence chief, who has been negotiating the various steps with the Brits and ourselves, I believe advised him to do that. I think some of his cabinet members who are aware of the fact that Libya must rejoin the civilized international community for its own benefit have all attempted to persuade him. And I think it became clear to him personally that the course on which Libya was on, which was clearly set by Gaddafi himself, is an utterly counterproductive course. He became a pariah in the international community, and the enormous oil wealth of his country was used not to develop the country economically, but to attempt to build these monstrous weapons which are unusable.
There's been some polemical back and forth about the relationship between the U.S.-led war in Iraq and Colonel Gaddafi's decision. Did you come away impressed with the idea that it figured large in his decision, or that he was headed in this direction regardless of whether the U.S. Toppled Saddam Hussein?
Well, I think Gaddafi, in some nebulous way, was concerned with the notion that after Saddam Hussein, he may be next in line for special attention, and I suspect watching Saddam Hussein crawl out of his hole must have had some pedagogic value. But it's clear that the process has been going on for a good many months, and I think we need to give a great deal of credit to the British, who I think initially played the key role in this.
What do you think would be an appropriate step by Washington at this point to reciprocate for what you see as Libya's making good on its promises?
Well, as a first step, I am recommending to the President and to the Secretary of State that the United States immediately lift the travel embargo on American citizens. The opportunity for Americans to visit Libya, I think, is now should no longer be denied. Secondly, there are American business interests that are anxious and eager to visit Libya. I think there may be developments in the tourism field. Libya is a fascinating country. It has incredibly interesting archaeological and historical relics. It has a glorious coastline on the Mediterranean, and it has the desert experience. So my feeling is that if and when things normalize, and I will do everything in my power to lubricate that normalization, it will be a new American tourist destination.
Congressman Tom Lantos, the ranking Democrat on the House International Relations Committee, speaking to us from California. Congressman Lantos, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.